Hey, man.
Yeah.
Do you like to travel?
I do.
Have you ever been to Central America?
Only to get away from the Nazis.
Then we're going to go visit Fooktopia.
Yeah, Fooktopia!
When we talk about
Doom Patrol Episode 3.
So
this is a the third episode and the second episode of my iteration of what Cyborg do this time.
Why is Cyborg here?
Oh my god. Okay. So
he drove the bus.
Yeah, he did.
Daddy grounded him from the corporate jet.
God, it's getting to one of those points where it's like, all right, yeah, I understand these people have superpowers and I understand that Cyborg's in it. I just don't understand why Cyborg's in it. This is the second one he's in it, and he still hasn't done anything.
I think you're right. It's just for the
clickbait.
Yeah.
The clickbait of DC Universe to get people watching it.
Because they wouldn't believe any of the other superheroes would even talk to Doom Patrol.
Yeah. It's yeah. So all right. So let's go over episode 3. Our Doom Patrol people.
Our intrepid heroes.
So apparently, why again did they know that to go there?
They dug through the chief's office.
Exactly, and found
the
picture.
And they found the picture of the albino donkey.
Exactly.
It was labeled.
That's the same donkey in Paraguay.
That's a donkey that ate the city.
So apparently they don't know what I was going to say, but apparently they don't know what Southwest is.
Or just can't afford it.
The
chief's got the money, they don't.
Yeah, but so, I mean, yeah.
Maybe he froze the bank account because...
Well, I figured with Crazy Jane's 400 credit cards, yeah. You would imagine that she...
But none of them. That was a good scene.
So, I mean, all right, so it's our intrepid heroes need to go to Paraguay. So if you watch the first episode, you'll actually see Alan Tudyk go to Paraguay. So this really ties in with episode 1.
Eric Morden.
On how Mr. Nobody became Mr. Nobody. And how this guy, he has the world's longest German name, which is funny.
Something von Fuchs.
Yeah, something von Fuchs.
Something about a fox in German.
Spell that. Yeah. So I think... it was a overall good show. It was an overall good episode for get the story along. I just don't think
a lot more about Negative Man and Larry Traynor, their whole
exactly
dynamic.
Yeah, which apparently he still has an issue with him.
Yeah, in the comics he has control over Negative Man, but it doesn't look like he does quite yet.
Apparently Negative Man has control over him.
Yeah, just whenever he wants, he just pops out.
Yeah, because, they go down Paraguay, and the guy who pretty much made Mr. Nobody has this...
It's turned into a theme park.
It's a theme park you pay to get powers. And at the end, I don't think you want those kind of powers.
That's actually based on a real villain.
Is it really?
Animal, vegetable, mineral man.
Oh,
he can change
God.
Any part of his body to any animal, mineral, or vegetable. And a lot of times he'll do them all at once.
Which is hilarious. But yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So they go down to Paraguay to find this guy. They find him, and apparently this is called the Puppeteer episode or something like that.
Yeah,
the
last one was Donkey Patrol, and this one's Puppet Patrol.
Yeah, Puppet
episode
Patrol.
Episode names.
So the funny thing is, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of a cheap Jurassic Park. Because they go and they sit, and then they go and they see how things were made.
Right.
But this was with puppets. The other one was, Jurassic Park's with animation.
Multiple-hour puppet show giving you the history.
Where the guy's like, shh, I'm trying to listen. It's pretty good. The little comic relief from the straight guy, was pretty funny. But, it was a good...
Another entertaining episode.
You really need to watch it. It's kind of another weird episode. I just think, Cyborg doesn't need to be in there. I think that Cyborg's actually kind of ruining it for me right now.
He's...
Because he's like, oh, okay, let's... So, they can't. Cyborg's trying to get convince his dad, let me borrow the jet, just go to Paraguay.
Well, first he was bragging. Yeah, how do you guys like to fly on a private jet?
Oh, yeah.
And daddy's like, I know.
No.
You're not getting it.
Yeah.
So they have to take
good luck with that. But, yeah, it's. And then he's like, nope. Where's the private jet? So hopefully the bus goes to the private jet. Nope. That's a weak car ride. And he's like, no, it's not.
No.
It's 2 weeks. So yeah, it's a fun cross country trip. I don't even think they
didn't make it. Well, Cyborg and Rita didn't make it.
Well, they eventually. Because they had to go pick him up.
Yeah,
because
Daddy did finally get the jet down. Because
apparently private mode does not work on him. There is no privacy mode for
his dad's got the cheat code.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would imagine. He kind of upgrades.
Invented you. He just put the back door in there.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, I need to control him somehow. Yeah, so
yeah, because if he ever goes rogue, how are you going to really stop him?
Yeah. So I think, well, this one is they fight the guy who makes Mr. Nobody.
Supposedly take him out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
If that's the way that he goes out,
he can transfer his consciousness into any of his
people. There was so many consciousnesses. This is,
yeah, because he split them. He did the opposite of Crazy Jane. Instead of all these in one, he split all his into that many different people.
Yeah, so they were fighting, and Robot Man, he went kind of off the rails.
He went into berserker rage.
That was pretty crazy. And
beating people with other people's limbs.
Ripping them in half and, like, beating them with it. And, like, it's reminiscent of Daredevil, hallway scene.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's another hallway scene. It's always a hallway scene with these...
But they never had a shot against Robot Man.
No, man. He was, he was literally taking their skulls. I mean, this was
blood splatter.
Yeah, this isn't like, you know, PG-13. This is kind of, yeah.
Well, James kind of stepped back and said,
he's like, okay, I'm disappointed in you. But then, you know, 5 minutes early, she was using, what was the one where they make the words and the words turn into, like, knives and shit?
Oh, I actually saw her name and now I forgot it, but yeah.
Yeah, but apparently we found
another Silver Blade, I think.
And then we saw another one this episode of Crazy Jane's, which can teleport.
Flit.
And she's like, oh, so you can teleport this entire time? Yeah, she was bored.
Yeah, Flit got bored. She only comes out when she wants.
So, yeah, as a review of this, it was a good one to keep on telling with the story on how they came to be, especially Mr. Nobody, and how Negative Man and them are still having an issue. You know, they need some couples therapy.
They do.
Yeah.
But you're starting to also see a lot more how Mr. Nobody and the Chief are tied together. They have a big history that I'm hoping they're going to reveal.
Mm.
And it's... Yeah, the Chief is not as good a guy as everybody thinks.
Well, you know, this is like on the precipice of other shows like Umbrella Academy and stuff like that. The evil reveal or the main character kind of brings them all together isn't really the greatest, you know.
It's along the same vein.
Dr. Xavier, you know, brings them all together, but he still tries to control. Yeah. So it's on the lines of that. I think it's a rehashing of a lot of stories of who's trying to control who and, you know, how far. But this one is like they just sitting at this house and, like, Robot Man doesn't do anything for decades, you know.
He's coming to grips with his robotness.
Robotness? I guess we could go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, another episode. Go check it out, like I said, or just wait, or just watch us tell you about it. That's a lot more information.
I saw some rumors, and if they're true, there's a lot more weirdness to come in Doom Patrol. As weird as it is now,
that doesn't surprise me.
They've been teasing this character called Danny the Street.
Danny the Street.
In fact, they even said it. I think in episode one, the mansion's located on Danny Street.
Okay.
It's not a play on words. He's actually a sentient street.
Oh, boy.
That he can control the street. And he talks to people through, like, signs up on the street, or puffs of dust. And like I said, it's got the potential. You saw animal, vegetable, mineral.
Which I didn't even know it was a real thing until right now.
Yeah, because he walked out. He's not Asian in the comics. He's Swedish. I think his name's Sven. But same thing. I mean, it's unmistakably that guy.
Yeah, because he had a, you know,
celery on one
celery, hand. And then like a raptor. On,
yeah,
like,
and then the rocks, geodes.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And he's all like,
yeah. And he was excited about it.
Yeah, he was all ready. He was like, oh, you know, you can have the power of flight. So apparently, this guy's just making superheroes, supervillains.
A menu of what you want.
I
can't afford the full Morden. I'm just going to get magnetic feet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why do you want magnetic feet? To climb on walls. Duh. Yeah, so I like that little comic relief. So, yeah, what did you guys think? Let us know down below. What are you excited for the next episode? I mean, now Danny of the Street, let's see if that'll ring out.
Yeah, if that's true, that it's going to get very, very weird.
It's already a very, very weird show.
Weirder.
Weirder, yeah.
More weirder. More weirdest.
The weirdest. Yeah. So, yeah. I think that's about as much recap as we can do. Like I said, it was a good continuation. There was no really bombs that, you know, oh my God.
Every episode, they're sneaking in a little depth into each character.
Yeah.
Like they did with Negative Man.
Well, Negative Man, it was a big, big show.
Lot of it was about him.
Yeah. Apparently, you know, they don't have any money. Which is hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Broke as a joke.
Crazy Jane's bought 400 credit cards he tried. Because apparently, you know.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I'm sitting there like, well, only thing I can keep on thinking of is, man, those German accents are hilarious. Because that's you hear about the German accents, and it's like every German accent, which is, it's funny because it's not really a true German accent, but when you hear it all day long,
it's your comedic German accent.
I said, yeah, would you like to pay with credit card? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. It's just
dressed in dirndls and
and Paraguay.
That's what kills me. Paraguay, dirty, dusty street, third world country, and they take you to this beautiful theme park, Fruitopia, to get your superpowers.
Well, you know, the only reason they say Paraguay is like they think that a lot of people from the Third Reich.
I think they. It's proven.
Yeah. Well, they say that a lot of people from the Third Reich went to South America because there was no extradition back in the World War II, but that's another thing. So, yeah. What do you guys think? Do you agree with our assessment?
That Cyborg is the Jar Jar Binks of the
Oh, my God.
Patrol?
Cyborg does not need to be in there. If you can comment below, what do you think Cyborg did in this besides being a bus driver?
A therapist for Rita? That's really. So, he drove the bus, it broke down, he talked to Rita.
So you would imagine this dude can fix anything.
You know, I was thinking the same thing.
This dude can go into it, and he's out there with a wrench.
Can he say, grid, analyze the motor?
Yeah, exactly.
This shot, we can't fix this.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
But no, he's out there wrenching it like a freaking gearhead.
Oh, God, it was so bad.
Not knowing what he's doing. It's like, come on, man.
And then the guy with the selfie.
Hey, man. You're that Cyborg guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're out here in the middle of Ohio at a motel.
Yeah, it's just, and then after all that, dad's like, oh, okay, I'll give you the jet now because you said something about.
I think you've suffered enough, son. Here's the private jet from Star Labs.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Go home, Cyborg. Go home.
Yeah, you really are not contributing anything to this show.
Hopefully,
as of right now.
Yeah, hopefully they find the chief soon, and then Cyborg has no reason to stay around and goes back to Star Labs.
Yeah.
Or gets that call from the Justice League.
Just he's in all the publications, so he's going to be in. He's going to be in Doom Patrol for at least the season. And not like you could kill him off, so. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck, Cyborg. But he'll be bus driver, and episode 2, he was Funnel Man. That's all he did.
The donkey's a portal.
Yeah.
Cyborg, they could have edited out all his scenes.
Yeah, and it still would have been
just as good.
Just as good, yeah.
You're right. He added absolutely nothing to the plot or the story. So.
And he keeps on trying to be alpha or the leader, and the board man's like, shut the F
what
up.
What the?
Yeah.
When he stole the keys. What keys?
Yeah.
Oh, these
keys? Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have our gripes because I think it comes on every Thursday or Friday.
I think it comes out every. I think it might be Friday.
So we'll see. We'll see what episode 4 is, and we'll go from there. I'm giving this a couple more shots. It's getting a little repetitive already.
I want Cyborg gone.
I want Cyborg gone too. So what do you think? Do you want Cyborg gone also? Comment down below, and while you're down there.
And if you don't want him gone, why?
Yeah, why? What did he do? He's like the third wheel.
Fifth wheel. Third. He shouldn't be there.
Yeah, he shouldn't be there. Do you agree with our assessment that he shouldn't be there? Or if you do, let us know why.
In the comments.
Because he's not in the comic books, is he?
No, I looked that up, and I don't think he's ever appeared with Doom Patrol. I thought maybe he had, but I was wrong.
So I think I was right in my assessment that he is a person to get people to watch Doom Patrol.
Yeah, yep. He's the pretty bow on the package.
Yep, he's useless.
Pretty much.
But he looks good. Well, I think that's it from us.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, while you're down there, go ahead and hit that subscribe button.
Yep. Hit that bell icon so you get notified when we upload any new episodes.
And why don't you comment down below, and if you want, take a share. And for our auditory listeners out there,
I pointed to my ear.
Thank you, yeah. So, yeah.
For our auditory people, I am pointing to my ear.
Exactly. We are. We have magnetized boots, and we are standing on the ceiling. There.
Like Lionel Richie.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. We'll see you guys next week for episode 4. If there is still going to be an episode 4. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.